The biggest political trial in China in decades began today, and many China watchers assumed the proceedings would be carefully choreographed with nothing left to chance. But the flamboyant former politician Bo Xilai responded to the charges against him so vigorously, it seemed he'd suddenly departed from the script. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has our report from the eastern Chinese city of Jinan.
The first charge against Bo is that he took $3.5 million from two businessmen. Bo allegedly granted favors in return, such as giving car import licenses. Among the evidence state prosecutors submitted was a recording of businessman Tang Xiaolin answering police questions about how he bribed Bo.
I told Bo Xilai that the licenses had been approved. I said, I have some money here, which your son Gua Gua can use overseas. I put the money on the couch. Bo Xilai said nothing and nodded his head, and then I left.
According to the court transcript, Bo shot back that Tang was a mad dog who was lying just to get himself a lighter sentence. Bo had initially admitted to taking Tang's bribes, but today he said he had made that confession under duress. Many observers had assumed that before the trial, Bo had cut a deal with prosecutors to cooperate in exchange for lenient treatment. But as the trial went on, Bo began to look like a fighter who's been instructed to lose, but then starts walloping his opponent. Civil rights lawyer Liu Xiaoyuan says it's hard to tell whether Bo is really defending himself or just following a script. Looking at today's situation, he says, it's very hard for us outsiders to judge whether Bo's testimony reflects what he's really thinking or not. The court has tried hard to show that the trial is not rigged. It emphasized that lawyers on both sides could cross-examine and question evidence, and that Bo Xilai's rights as a defendant are being respected. Court spokesman Liu Yanjie explained the proceedings in a press briefing.
The hearing of this case has stuck to the principles of judicial openness and equality before the law. In order to guarantee transparency, the court has promptly updated the trial situation on its official microblog.
But there's no live TV coverage of the trial and no foreign media in the courtroom. On Friday, the court will consider allegations that Bo obstructed the investigation into his wife's role in the murder of British businessman Neil Haywood and his lieutenant Wang Lijun's failed bid for asylum at a U.S. consulate. Here's spokesman Liu again.
Bo's behavior has prevented these cases from being handled according to the law in a timely manner. His behavior was an important factor in the defection of Wang Lijun and had a particularly pernicious social influence.
Meanwhile, outside the courthouse, crowds of onlookers gathered behind police barriers. Bo's supporters got into some heated exchanges with his critics. A young migrant worker named Chen Qinggang says he thinks the charges against Bo Xilai are politically motivated. If the whole country voted in an open election, he says, I believe voters would choose Bo Xilai by a wide margin over President Xi Jinping and Premier Li Keqiang. Bo Xilai advanced his political career by tapping into popular anger at inequality and injustice. Now it seems his trial has triggered an outpouring of that anger once again. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jinan, China.